You told that this Gopi, she left her Gunamai Deha.
This is the Sanskrit verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
And but this situation happened in Bhavma Vrindavana. So does it mean that she has like body like we have, or it was like completely spiritual?
Spiritual.
And another question.
The gunas are not the material gunas. I was trying to explain it to you. Yeah. Not material gunas. Guna means quality. You follow?
Yes.
Not tamogun. We're not talking about that. Guna means, when it says Guna Maya Deha, she gave that up. It means the quality of her prem. She gave up the what you can say. She gave up the lower class of prem. By her hankering, and she was blessed with the complete prem, and then she accept with that prem, then she had a full, complete, perfect bhavas. Body, Krishna, you're not giving out the body. When you take birth from the womb of a gopi, that's just like Krishna took birth from a womb of a gopi. Is he material? It says in the Gita, avajananti mamura manushim tanamashrita. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They think that I have a body made of the gunas. This is in the Bhagavad Gita. Avajanti ma muda manushim tanamashritam. Manushim tanu means body. When I take the body of a man, people think I'm a man, but I'm God. So when the gopi takes birth from the womb of gopi, she has a spiritual body. We don't find anywhere in Goswami books some concept of vastu siddhi. It's a very popular concept in some books. You know, there's I don't know what, there's the Vastu Siddhi and Sadhana Siddhi. I don't know, some term that was created by some writers, but there's no such thing anywhere in Goswami books. Vastu Siddhi. There's our Sadaka Deha. Sadaka Deha. Then in Sadaka Deha, we attain Prema. And then we attain Prema. Then the body is practically, it's spiritualized, although it appears material. And then when it says in the first canto, chapter 6, verse 28, that he gave up his panchabhotika deha. Narada Muni gave up his panchabhotika deha. And immediately he got his siddhadeha, prayujamani, was brought from Vaikuntha by Lord Vishnu. He brought it from Vaikuntha. So now he has siddhadeha. So he doesn't have any more guna maya deha. But this, so there, these gopis, when they take birth in the Goloka, Bhoma Vrindavan, it's Radharani takes birth, Krishna takes birth, the gopis take birth. Radharani's a gopi, she takes birth. We're a gopi, we take birth. But the body is spiritual, not material, not bones. Consciousness. But it's prema, and then it needs more enrichment, more developing. Sit above. Like once I was asked to sing same verse I asked to Gurudev. He used this term, he said their deya was siddha, but their bhava was not siddha. You follow? Their body was siddha, perfect. The spiritual body. But their bhava was not siddha. They had prema. So that's perfection. As a sadaka, that's perfection. But for Krishna Leela, it's prema, sneha, man, pranaya, all these things. So then Krishna blessed them. And even it says in the Tikas that those gopis that could not get out to the Rasa Leela, Krishna gave them a spiritual body. It says that in the purport. Krishna gave them a spiritual body. Means that they got that pure bhava, that siddha bhava that they needed. You follow? They didn't die and get another body. Like we die, this material body dies, then we get the siddha deha. And we die. If we have prema, or by the mercy of the Lord, whatever. So they didn't die and then get a siddha deha the next day. They got a siddha bhav deha. It's called bhav deha. Because the Manjari's body is no bones, no nerves, no blood. It's consciousness. But the consciousness, there's different levels of prema. There's samartha rati, there's sadharani rati, there's samanjasa rati. They all have siddhadeyas. It's like all the computers look the same, but the software is different. They all have a keyboard, they all have a screen. Yes? But the software, memory, this RAM, all that. So it's all siddhadeya. Lakshmi Devi came here. She wanted to enter the Rasa Dance. She came from Vaikuntha. She has a gopi roop. Does she? Lakshmi Devi have a gopi roop? Yes or no? No, the answer is yes. She's a female. And she's in Madhurya Rati. She's a wife, conjugal, eternal consort of Vishnu, Lakshmi Devi. So she had a Satchitananda, pure, her body is Surup Shakti. She's the Shakti of Vishnu. Like Radharani, Rukmini, Lakshmi, Radharani, they all have the body. But what's the difference? The Bhav. She had Lakshmi Bhav. I'm Rani, Rani Bhav. I'm the queen of Vaikuntha. She didn't have, her Bhav was not Siddha. Her body was Siddha, but her Bhav was not. So she did so much tapasya, but she couldn't give up that. It's called Mahishi Abhiman. Mahishi Abhiman means it's an aspect of the subtle body. Abhiman means mentality. Mentality means the subtle body. Man, buddhi, hankar, that's all subtle, subtle body. Shukshma Sharir. It's called Shukshma Sharir. And Linga Sharir is bones and flesh and nerves and nose and hair. So her body is totally pure, it's transcendental consciousness. So she tried, but she wasn't, you know, Lakshmi Devi was not, didn't get the mercy of Gauranga. So she's still there in Bailvan in Vrindavan doing tapasya. She said she'd come out of there and start chanting Hare Krishna. Take initiation from a Babaji. Do Mandri Bhava Upasana. And she can get the Siddha Bhav. We develop the Siddha Bhav of a Mandri here. And there we get just refinement. So there's no need to change our body or give Guna Maya Deha. We don't have to give it up. Our Bhav Deha. Bhav. Thank you.